With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced the release of the first comprehensive conservation plan for the National Bison Range on the Flathead Indian Reservation today. As MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports, the plan comes after 2 years of public comments.
The comprehensive conservation plan for the National Bison Range is now in its final stages. On Friday, the plan will be announced in the Federal Register, opening the last comment period for the document. Manager Amy Kaufman says the CCP doesn't change a whole lot, but it does combine several management plans, touching everything from herd size to force on the range.
This is more of a general plan which covers all of those plans at a larger scale.
Some changes the CCP will bring is more collaboration with local, tribal, and state partners when the Bison Range releases surplus animals to other conservation herds around the country and other management practices.
There's going to be more cooperative efforts as we go down that road. Prescribed fire management will definitely continue to work with the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes.
This follows a long debate about whether the Salish and Kootenai tribes should manage the range, which falls within the borders of the Flathead Reservation. The Fish and Wildlife Service declined to transfer management in 2017 due to, quote, a variety of information and perspectives. The Salish and Kootenai tribes were unable to comment by deadline Thursday. The CCP does not address a potential transfer, but in an emailed statement, Fish and Wildlife said, quote, the selected alternative in the final CCP/EIS for NBR could serve as the basis for negotiation about a potential future annual funding agreement. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio.